from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're joined now by Jim Finnelli. Am I saying that right?
You are. Yep.
And also Dr. Barbie joining us here. Thanks for coming on and sharing your story here today, Jim.
Thank you. So you want me to start?
Well, what can you tell us about what brings you here today?
Well, about 2.5 years ago, unfortunately, I developed stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer. I'm a physician, and so that was a bit shocking. So we began this journey a couple years ago. And, luckily things have been going quite well under Dr. Barbie's care. So that's the story.
Now, I understand that this has been a real journey for you in understanding another side of empathy in medicine, and that you're writing a book right now, and the proceeds, some of which are going to go towards Dana-Farber. What has that done for you as you've been going through your treatment?
Yeah, so that was important to me. When I started this, I had practiced for 40 years, and I ran some hospitals and things. And then being on the other side of the table, I had no really clue really what this was all about and what you go through. And if I didn't know that after taking care of patients, I didn't realize all the tests, all the things you go through, and the incredible central part of your closest caregiver. So this is, I think, a we disease. So I wrote the book called Onward that it was just sort of a way to get that out. And hopefully I've spoken to a bunch of folks about this. But it really to let providers know how important it is to understand what their patients go through. And like I said, this is not an eye disease, this is a we disease, because the caregivers with you go through the same thing. So that's why I wrote it. Yeah, all the proceeds go to the Farber. We set up a caregiver fund for lung cancer patients there. So that's what we did, and it was sort of like a catharsis. But
well, and it's one of the special things you hear specifically about the Jimmy Fund and about Dana-Farber as well. It's really treating the entire family, which sounds like some of what you're getting to with your book Onward, that it's not just about you, it's about everybody who's on the or having the experience with you. And I just think that's it's a beautiful thing about Dana-Farber and about the Jimmy Fund.
Yeah, I mean, driving in to have tests done. Yeah, I keep joking. They got 20 or 30 CTs, MRs, PET CTs, and just the fact going in, parking, someone's taking you there. That's what my
and you're coming from
done.
From Falmouth, right? I mean,
yeah.
it's not like a quick little T-hop over. Yeah.
No, Route 3 is really pleasant.
Yeah.
but that's
people say that.
Yeah. So that's what interested us, and we've done pretty well. The other thing is, as I said, you see all the faces of people here that come in that are doing okay, but behind those faces, man, there's a lot of work, a lot of discomfort, a lot of challenges that you see, the We Are Jimmy ads, they say behind those smiling faces are a lot of work those folks are going through and their family members. And the other thing is, Dana-Farber is a pretty big place.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't felt like it's a big place when we're there because everybody is friendly, and you see people walking down the aisle doing the same thing you are, so it's kind of a friendly atmosphere.
All right, Jim and Doctor, for this one's for you, too. The treatment, obviously, if you're watching on Twitch, you can already see Jim's in phenomenal shape and is continuing to run with the treatment and everything. How's that going?
Yeah, maybe I can comment,
please.
You know, meeting Dr. Finale. It's also a different situation when you're taking care of somebody who really understands the disease, and although hadn't really specialized in lung cancer, so when he learned that he had stage 4 lung cancer, you know, it was obviously very scary, and the prognosis historically has been very poor. But, you know, I always like to give my patients hope because lung cancer really has changed. There's been advances in what we call targeted therapy, and we immediately sequenced his cancer, and we found a mutation that didn't have a drug at the time, but there's companies developing them. There's also immunotherapy, and we initially tried him on the immunotherapy with some chemotherapy. It worked. But then within about 6 to 7 months, unfortunately, it did become resistant. So really, one of the great things about Dana-Farber are the cutting-edge clinical trials that we can bring. And so Dr. Finale, it's detailed in his book as well. I actually saw one of my colleagues in our early phase group, and we identified a therapy. It's called an antibody-drug conjugate, a new type of therapy for lung cancer, and the results have been spectacular.
Yeah, without that trial, I wouldn't be talking today. I jokingly say now, not jokingly, but you know, when I read the CT scan report, and I said, why me? And then we've had almost 2 years now with this drug, and I say, why me? So it's come around 180 degrees. But yeah, you know, we've been lucky, so...
When people hear about these trials, and it sometimes there's just, you know, it feels like they're 15 years behind what they think an experimental drug or a trial is. How quickly do these circumstances change? You're talking about 2 years ago versus now.
Exactly. And I think what's really exciting right now is now we have, again, this third, we've had targeted therapy trials. And again, we now have new trials that I was initially talking to you about, right. This KRAS inhibitor trial, and the irony is now they're ready for you, but you don't even need them. So there's an explosion in these drugs against KRAS, these antibody-drug conjugates. I think the challenge is, how do you pick the right trial for the patient? Which one is going to work? And we just don't, you know, precision is still something we're reaching for.
Now, who's filming over here? Is this Deb? Is she?
Yeah,
she's filming. She's filming over here.
Yeah.
So this is part of the full trip. I imagine she going on a lot of the trips with you from Falmouth into
everyone. Yeah. Everyone, and she's a former oncology outpatient nurse. So
oh, wow.
She has a little more help than usual.
They're watching you like hawks. They're like on top of you. That's got to be a lot of stress for you on the doctor side. It's like they know what they're doing. That's true.
But the other thing, we don't tell people we have this professional understanding. We want to be treated like anybody else, and it puts them on edge, right? So after a little while, when you get to know your infusion, there's something you tell them, so you don't have to go into detail about that. But yeah, it's I'm lucky. I'm here. It's still working, and I'm confident if it stops working, we'll try something else. So, I mean, 2.5 years is a long time when we started. The standard stuff years ago, it wasn't nearly as positive, so yeah.
Now, Jim, I understand that you've run the Falmouth Road Race a couple times. Any tips for anybody taking on that road race this August? Because I've run it, and the only time I managed to do it was when I was literally in marathon training. So that's a tough course.
Yeah, last year, 2 years ago, I did it virtually because that was the end of the COVID reign. But last year, I ran Walk It. I did it. This year, a little nervous. It's Saturday. You know,
this Saturday.
Yeah, and if I don't, there's a pretty good chance I'm going on Friday morning at 6 o'clock and run it myself virtually. But I'll run the course.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel kind of bad if in the middle of it I all of a sudden can't complete it. I'll be somewhat embarrassed.
I think you're going to be able to do it. I think I barely made the walk over. I was just telling Denise I barely made the walk over from Kenmore earlier, so I like your chances.
Yeah, so we'll do it this weekend.
Well, Dr. Finale, Dr. Barbie, thanks so much for coming on, sharing your story. It helps a lot of people, and thank you so much. Are you going to the game tonight?
Yeah, we hope so.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Good luck in the race on Saturday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.